Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Green Day, Bottle Rock. That reminds me. We're all going to go on the Bottle Rock on the Green Day day. We don't go all the days.
Boy, green is your color.
Green
look
is
at
my
you.
Color, isn't it? Look at my shoes. I'm like all matchy-match today. So cute.
You know what I don't have anymore?
You're fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Look at my shoes.
All right, I've got to take a picture for the website.
Okay, please do.
I'm pretty damn sure you're the one that disappeared it. I used to have a picture taped right here of
I
you in a dress.
I did not touch it. I promise you. I liked that you had it.
What
I liked
it?
It was me in a dress. A green dress. White and green.
In that exact color.
Yeah.
The whole color thing
like
that you're wearing now.
Green. Yeah.
It was.
I swear to you, I didn't touch it.
And
so
it's
you know
gone
what it
now.
Is? Dibs took it. Dibs has a crush on me. Dibs definitely took it.
Dibs?
I'm kidding. I don't know who took it.
Took my picture.
Listen,
my
there's
picture.
50 people in this room after we leave every day. It's a shared studio. Like, who could ever know? I never would take that. I was always so happy that you had a little picture of it. And it wasn't just of me. It was a picture of the whole group of us. But now I know it's just a picture of me and my
I'm
little
so
green
pissed
dress.
Off. Now I'm looking at the empty spot and realizing that's been gone a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I've been here since September. I've never seen it. So it might have been a long time.
Mother, what?
Yeah.
Thanks for not noticing me for 4 months.
Well, I mean, you know when you put something up somewhere and it's just there and it's just part of the... But also I'm, you know, doing this the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to run out of the room because there's a story.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to really...
Don't then. Don't. Just don't. It's okay.
But I'm going to get Scott Budman on the case.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let me just read the headline and then I'm going to put it aside until Monday.
Until Monday?
Yeah.
You know, we're not working on Monday.
Oh, we're off on Monday. So I was going to have Scott on
Monday.
after they Sunday with the TikTok thing. So Tuesday.
Oh, right. Oh, because there's a lot about TikTok today.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the headline and then I'll just leave it until then. NSA warns iPhone and Android users disable location tracking immediately.
So, like, find my friends? I got to get rid of that?
We all have that on.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Right.
Just last night.
My wife has been
Christina has been doing, like, extra. The place she works right now is...
Busy?
It's considered a startup, but it's not because they're big and they do tons of business. They're right. Just not on the market yet. They haven't...
Sure. They're just starting up, waiting to go public.
Right.
Got it.
Something like that. But right now, they're in the middle of setting up all these big processes, and the work is insane. So she's extremely busy. Like yesterday, I was on. I was driving home.
You were having to be the dad that you are.
I had to do all the stuff.
All
right. I had to do mom's work and dad's work.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know.
Oh.
And my kid called. I see this phone number come through on my phone yesterday as I'm driving home, and I'd stopped to run a couple errands, and now I'm going over the hill. I didn't take the beach because I knew I couldn't surf. There was just, it wasn't happening. And the phone rings, and it's 831. That's my area code, and but I don't know that I pick up. Hello? Hi? Who's this? Dad?
Oh.
Hey, Isla, what's up? My lunch, and goes on to tell a story about her lunch was ruined and it wasn't edible and she's starving.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, I will make you a sandwich and run it into
what's
the office.
What's the emergency food you can make for her? Because I know she's got very limited
choices.
Yeah,
we have, when we're home, I can make whatever. We have all the stuff.
Okay.
And it's all just really, it's just has to be fresh and it has to have no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, we should all eat like this.
Right.
It's just that not all of us do. So she watches everyone go, wow, my family's hammering a bag of Cheetos and I can't have any. Nope.
God, that's so hard.
It's okay. It went quick. It was really, it was a fury.
That
and then
it was over quick, huh?
Who knew we would eat all those in 1 minute?
And then lick the orange dust off our fingers.
Anyway, I had to bring her. There's a whole thing going on at my house. But one of the things that happened is I got everybody taken care of. So she got her sandwich and then I got everyone picked up and then I made an early dinner so I could eat.
Yes.
Got everybody together like, all right, your homework's done. And then I check on my phone, where's mama? Because we live for location tracking.
Absolutely.
Not because I'm trying to spy on her, but because
she needs to know where you are too.
I need to know she's on her way home so right. I can shower and start getting ready.
Yes.
And so when I read this thing that says the NSA warns iPhone and Android users disable location tracking, I was bummed. I was like, we use that.
Why do they want us to do this?
Because all of this information, the tracking information apparently is being used by the companies. They all have, they know where you're going. So this is all that further data collection that all of us are kind of like, what are you going to do? What can you possibly do with that?
What are they going to, if they're tracking everybody, aren't they like, well, we're aware there are people moving around in the world. Like, I don't understand what they get out of that.
I'm going to have Scott. That's why I didn't want to do the whole story now. I'm going to have Scott help us, but it has to do with the possibility of hackers knowing exactly where you are. Let's say someone's trying to rob you and they can get a whole,
or if they're trying to rob you and they're like, oh, she's not home.
That's what I mean. Mm. Yeah, no, that's it. Like, you're gone and I can, someone's just keeping watch.
No one here.
Blue dot is still
miles away.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, but we need it. I was like, yeah, mama's on her way home, everyone. 10 minutes.
Okay, it doesn't have tracking on my dragon. It's ready to eat them alive.
Anyway, we'll talk about it with Scott. But he's our tech guy. He's a news guy, and he'll get to the bottom of it. But I guess he'll also help us with this potential TikTok ban, which, by the way, in my readings this morning, Mr. Beast, did you have that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it.
No, it's okay. I probably won't even get to it.
Who the heck? This guy.
He's so rich, though. So they're trying to put a conglomerate together so that they can keep TikTok. And if you could be in that, you want to. Like, this thing apparently makes tons of money.
Well, here's the scary one. I heard this. I listened to the news on the way in, and the one name that's come up the most to buy it they're happy with is Elon Musk.
Oh, well.
Oh, great.
I was going to say happy. I'm surprised.
No, China would be okay with him because he does so much business in China.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's their second biggest market outside of the U.S. for Teslas. So
buying X did not go well for him, though, so I don't know why.
Never use it anymore. And it's not because of, like, I'm not doing it out of protest.
I am.
It's just the whole platform changed, and, like, everybody I liked left, so I was like, just don't use it.
Well, anyway.
Well, listen, the really bad news about the takeovers on the internet is that Ms. Rachel is getting a Netflix show, so it's obviously end days. Oh, my God.
Hey, you
keep your kids off of that, you guys.
I know
Don't let that lady raise your baby.
You always say John did everything. I'm sure he did a lot of the work, but I'm sure you also, maybe out of guilt, maybe out of duty, I'm sure you did a lot too. And you do find yourself wanting someone, some show to just sit with them. I just want to sit.
Yeah, it's fine. Find a nice cartoon, a nice blasé cartoon. Don't let that evil woman talk to your kids.
Take it out. Okay. Take it.
Yes, get it out. Get it out. Wow. Stop it. You know I have a button for you. I have a button for you right here.
Take it out.
Oh my God.
Oh, the button.
That reminds me.
Put you right in the button.
For those of you out there in the world who took your kids, young probably, but not, you wouldn't, I don't think take your, you know, well, actually, we did take our six-year-old to see Wicked.
Yeah.
Anyway, for those of you out there in the world who have little kids who saw Wicked, the book is not
for them.
The movie.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like it?
No, I didn't say I don't like it.
You have a look on your face.
Oh, there's sex.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of sex in the book. Have you read the book?
It's a book for grownups.
Yeah.
And then they did a stage play based on it.
And the stage play's so incredibly different.
Mm. It is.
The person basically took the idea and rewrote it.
Mm. They did change the ending significantly.
Oh, they changed a lot of it significantly. Mm. I'm currently in a place where there's an entire affair happening that's not...
How exciting.
They like hint to it, but...
Maybe you picked up the erotic version of Wicked.
No, I remember absolutely all that stuff in the book. Yeah.
Even in the movie, they only allude to her parentage by... Her dad, her
yes, it's like the first scene.
Stepfather leaving, and there's the mom going goodbye, darling, and then her lover comes in
the back door,
right, with a violet green magic, I guess.
Anyway, I just
okay. Don't
take
you know what?
Get out, take it out.
Oh my God.
Take it out. Take it out.
You guys, I just thought, I just realized I have something to do today. I'm going to.
What do you got to do?
Oh, you like the sentiment of that.
Drive around. I got to leave. God.
No, you don't.
She's not your kid's mom. Just find a nice cartoon and then, you know, get back to being your own kid's mom. You don't want your kid. Shut that bitch out.
Happy children, Sarah. That's what people want. Happy children.
Well, you know what? Try to use your own powers to make them a little happier. Don't use Ms. Rachel's. She's obviously taking your children's souls. Anyway, speaking of your children's souls, my children's soul turned 24 yesterday. And I, you know, little Shawnee, we did.
Youngest is 24?
My youngest is 24. Oh, Riley will be 26 this year. So he turns 24. He comes over, him and his boyfriend, Rusty, are over, and we have John makes burritos because that's his favorite. He loves John's burritos specifically, likes the way John makes the rice, the beans. He loves this pulled chicken. We have that. That's delicious. We have a little ice cream cake. And then we open up our box of Fun Delivered.
Oh, how was it?
It was the best box so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You have totally taken to this.
When are you bringing one in for us?
I'll get one for us.
Yeah.
I'll get one for us and we'll do it.
All right.
So
this is, by the way, this is not a client.
No. Why aren't they a client?
This was a news story I did. And while I was in the middle of the news story, Sarah went, I'm doing this right now.
Yeah.
This is why they're not a client. They don't need to advertise. They're selling out in 5 minutes.
Not even 5 minutes. If you don't, you can't search and get more than one box when you go there, because if you do that, you have to grab one that's available and buy it immediately. If it takes you longer than 30 seconds, it goes, sorry, that item's no longer available. It goes live on Fridays and is done one minute later.
Explain what it is from the top, okay, though, real quick.
Vinny does this story about a company that is somehow getting undeliverable mail. And I'm not talking about just like letters. I'm talking about packages. Like this return never made it back to where it was going. Something's wrong with the address, whatever. Apparently, this is a very bulky problem. And it's all different places. It's USPS, it's UPS, it's FedEx, it's Amazon. It's all these different things. And these are just undeliverable packages. There are so many of them that no one's sitting around just opening them up to see what they are. And they get just, I don't know, probably carted in on pallets. And then these people are selling them. You buy it by the size of the box. They cram as many things into whatever size box it is.
Unopened things.
And they've even taken spray paint. Most of them, you can't even see any addresses. They've spray painted over the label. And you've got a crammed box full. There's no like count. You're not getting 10 things. You might get 4. You might get 20. Whatever they can fit in that box. And so you buy it by the box. The cheapest box is like $80. Like it's not cheap. But it's the most fun present. Like, everybody's got everything they need. If you're like, who's going to wait a day when you can just go to Amazon and get the thing you need? You don't even need to make a list, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. It's actually kind of terrible. So this is, even if there's nothing good in this box when it comes, and we've had, you know, there's been a few things, but nothing amazing. But it's about not knowing what each thing is and opening these things up. So Sean sat there and opened all these things up. And it started with this purple backpack that has these like funky ribbons on it. It has like a little USB port. And it's really, really nice, like heavy duty and kind of cool and like this weird purple color. And he's like, I love this.
Wow.
I know. He's like, I love this backpack. So that's thing one. Hold on. Grab my phone. I took some pictures of this stuff. So the next thing he opens is
Fun Delivered.
This is from our box from Fun Delivered last night. So the first thing he opens is the backpack. Let me show you the backpack here. So there it is. There's the big purple backpack. I just scrolled in on it.
Let me see.
So, here you go.
All right. Oh, you don't have to get up.
It's all right.
I got good eyes. Well, that's a very nice backpack.
Big purple backpack.
Very nice backpack.
Right. It is nice. It's got all kinds of little doodads and hoodickies, and there's some weird, like, sexy lacing on it. I don't even know what to say about it, right? So then he gets two Fitbits.
What?
Two Fitbits.
Oh,
two Fitbits.
That's a nice haul.
Which were being returned, by the way. And this person wrote an angry note, like, I did not order three. I only ordered one. You know, you've charged me for three. And like a really angry note.
Oh, that's fun to read.
And two Fitbits. So, you know, Sean and Rusty now have Fitbits. I don't know what they're going to do with them. They never move. So the next thing is a...
Wait a minute. Pause. He's a New Yorker now. He's not walking his ass
off daily. They must walk. That has to be it. I never see them moving. I see them walking over to my house. Next thing is a huge 100% human hair wig. Human hair wigs are like unbelievably expensive.
And you just got done saying you've got a wig
just
collection.
Just talking about wigs.
Is it one you wear? Wear this wig?
No, I will not. But so Russie is bald. And so Russie grabs this wig and puts it on and it hangs down. It's the most gorgeous hair ever. It's like long black hair, tight curls, beautiful hair. And he puts it on and I'm like, oh my God, Slash just showed up at my house. He's like, this is my new look. I'm nice. Like, it should, hold on, let me show you the picture of him.
Oh, you didn't confiscate that?
No, it's like perfect for him.
I would have expected you to go, that's for mama. All right.
Hang on, here he is. Now this is a bald guy and there he is with Sean.
Well, look at Sean with the beard and the long hair again.
Yeah, his hair grows really fast. And now there's Russie with his long, beautiful hair. I mean, I swear to God, this is probably a $1,500 wig. Like that much? It's really long, curly hair.
Russie's a shaved head guy already?
He is, yeah, yeah. He lets it grow out a little bit more than you. He doesn't keep it as tight as you, but he's...
But it was falling out.
Then there was an iPhone cover that didn't fit anybody's phone, so we'll donate that. Then there was a bathing suit. Which, by the way, you know how you always give me so much crap because I buy tankinis and I don't want any part of any of that stuff. So I got a very nice tankini.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's very nice.
That doesn't fit you, does it?
It does. It's so small.
Oh, okay.
It's so small. But it's just so funny because I was like, of course it's a two-piece thing with like a flouncy shirt, a little swim shirt. Then I got Crocs for what looked like, I didn't get this. This is all in Sean's little package. A pair of Crocs that look like they're for a five-year-old. They're kind of cream colored. They got a big bear like clicked into one of those spots. But it's, cute. You know, Crocs are, they're really cute. We're going to give them to our friend's kid. Super cute. And then three gigantic printed shirts that were just, I mean, they're definitely just humongous shirts that I don't even, they're for some nice lady who didn't, they're just big. Let me see, was there anything else? Nope. And then there was a car parked in my spot this morning and there I'm done with my pictures.
Oh, you took a picture.
Hell yeah, I did. Oh. Anyway, it was so fun. It's just such a funny, fun, weird thing to do. And it's great. Like you bring it to someone's house for a party or someone comes to your house and you're like, hey, everybody grab a thing. Everybody opens it up. And I just love fundelivered.com. That's all I have to say about it. But I definitely have more to say about it. So good.
Well,
anyway,
you love it. That's
happy,
good.
Happy birthday to my little 24-year-old.
How long is he in town for?
They're leaving, I think, tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho, all right. Ready to go, guys?
Mm-hmm.
At KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Be right back after this.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.